Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting second. The third baseman, Bill Serena. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting seventh. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Cusick. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Schmitz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Johnny Schmitz. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting second. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Monty Irvin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ray Noble. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Spencer. Pitching for the New York Giants, George Spencer. And now, play ball. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer fires to first and picks off Terwilliger. One out. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena takes first base on ball four. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cusick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stanky moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball four. Stanky moves to third. Lockman moves to second. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stanky scores. Lockman moves to third. Thompson moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Giants. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cusick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is walked intentionally. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer takes first base on ball four. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Irvin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stanky hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Stanky reaches second base with a double. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Schmitz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops it up and throws to first, with Schmitz covering, for the out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noble is 0-for-1 in the game. Noble hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Serena hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Baumholtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Serena moves to third. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. Pafko hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Serena scores. Two outs. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-1 in the game. Burgess hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-1 in the game. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schmitz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. George Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Stanky is called out on strikes. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops it up and throws to first, with Schmitz covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Terwilliger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Noble settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Serena hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Irvin scoops it up and throws to first, with Spencer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pafko. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noble is 0-for-2 in the game. Noble takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thompson scores. Noble moves to second. It's 2-1, Giants. Jack McGuire pinch hits for Don Mueller. Jack McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Noble moves to third. Dark moves to second. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack McGuire now playing right field. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a fly ball into right field. McGuire settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-2 in the game. Burgess hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Irvin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a pop-up towards the mound. Schmidt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Stanky moves to second. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Irvin takes first base on ball 4. Stanky moves to third. Thompson moves to second. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noble is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Noble hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stanky scores. Thompson scores. Irvin moves to third. It's 4-1, Giants. Warren Hacker now pitching. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dark bunts towards the mound. Hacker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Irvin scores. Noble moves to second. It's 5-1, Giants. Jack McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McGuire hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pafko, who is chasing the ball. McGuire reaches third base with a triple. Noble scores. Dark goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Giants. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McGuire scores. It's 8-1, Giants. George Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-3 in the game. Spencer bunts towards first. Cavaretta scoops it up and throws to first, with Terwilliger covering, for the out. Thompson moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Stanky is hit by the pitch. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lockman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-2 in the game. Cusick takes first base on ball 4. DeFondi pinch hits for Warren Hacker. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Turk Lowne now pitching. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Thompson hits a pop-up towards short. Cusick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Irvin strikes out. Two outs. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noble is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Noble hits a fly ball into right field. Baumhold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Serena hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into right field. McGuire settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.